Our scripture lesson for this morning is taken from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 5. This is God's call to Abram. The Lord had said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram left, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. This is the season of graduations and graduation parties. I know some of us have come through a whole host of them in the past month or so. And this has made me think back to my own high school graduation, my high school graduation party in particular. And I remember a relative coming up to me during those festivities. I believe it was an aunt. I'm pretty sure it was an aunt. This relative looked me in the eyes and said to me, "Blake, remember, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life." And then she pinched me on the cheek really hard, so it must have been an aunt, right? God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. I really want to tell you that this morning, that God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. I want to tell you that because I believe it's true, but I'm hesitant because I don't want you to misunderstand what that means. I don't want you to misunderstand it like I misunderstood it for a good deal of my life. Now, what do you think of when you hear the word plan? What pops into your mind? What images? Do you see the exploded view diagram of a lawnmower, like the lawnmower you purchased that needed some assembly, where every nut and bolt is shown and little arrows pointing to where it goes in the machine? Is that what you see when you think of a plan? Or how about the blueprints for a house showing the location of every 2x4, every piece of lumber, and giving you a list of all the materials that you'll need to build that house? Is that what you see when you think of a plan? Or do you think of a set of directions to a destination with every turn laid out before you? You think of that when you think of a plan. When I heard that God loves me and has a wonderful plan for my life, I saw something like all of that. I thought to myself, great, God loves me and has a wonderful plan for my life. It's going to be all spread out before me. And I'm going to see how God wants me to go in my life, and I'm going to know every turn I need to take. I'm going to know all of the materials I need before I start, and I'm going to know where all of those materials go. So, a little backstory on my life. As many of you know, I've been interested in aviation since I was a young boy, and when I was 14, I began flying. I began taking flying lessons at a local airport, and when I was 16, I soloed, and when I was 17, I got my pilot's license. And I wanted to be an airline pilot. When I was a junior in high school, I was accepted into Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Daytona Beach, Florida. Daytona Beach. This had to be God's plan for me, right? And you see, I thought I had it all. I thought I had God's plan for my life, all rolled up neatly and tucked under my arm to carry with me wherever I went. You know, I thought I had the plan. Go to Embry-Riddle, major in aeronautical science. That's their professional pilot's degree. Meet a girl while in Embry-Riddle, fall in love, get married after graduation, start flying corporately, move to the airlines, become a senior line captain, make money, save money, invest wisely, buy a big farmhouse out in the country with my own airstrip and my own airplanes, Ferrari in the driveway. Oh, and tithe to my church, of course. Tithe to my church. I was told that God loved me and had a wonderful plan for my life. Now, doesn't that sound like a wonderful plan for my life? But I was wrong about that. You see, I thought it would be all set in front of me by God, like the exploded schematic of a lawnmower or the blueprints for a house, or the directions for getting somewhere. I thought I would see it all right from the beginning and have it all assured. But I was wrong. The mistake I made was to see my life lived under God's influence as a project. A project. A project is where you have everything laid out before you, right at the beginning. You've got your list of materials. You know what it is you're trying to accomplish, what it is you're trying to build, or where it is you're trying to go. That's clear to you right from the start. And then you know where every piece is going to fit. You know right before you take one step, every turn you're going to have to make. That's a project. And that's the way I saw my life for many, many years. As a project that God and I would work on together. God giving me the plan, God providing me the materials, and then me just putting it all together. But that's not how my life went. The reality is that God did and does have a wonderful plan for my life and loves me, of course. But I wasn't shown that plan all at once. When my aunt told me what she did at my high school graduation party, God at that point had only revealed to me the first step in the journey God was going to take me on. Not every turn, not every detail, just the next step, which for me was to go to Embry-Riddle. There was a purpose in my doing that, but I didn't end up as an airline pilot. You see, going to Embry-Riddle put into motion some things that I had not anticipated, that led me to going to some places that I had not imagined and dealing with some people that I had never dreamed of knowing. And all of that led me to being a pastor. That's a long story. I'm not going to tell it now. You see, God had only showed me that first step. And I needed to take that first step of going to Embry-Riddle. And then many surprises after that, where I was required to take another step and another step and another step. Sometimes not knowing where all of those steps were leading. So, what I learned the hard way, because there was much turmoil and anxiety as the plan that I thought God had unfurled for me right at the beginning wasn't working out. I learned that living your life with God, living your life under God's direction, is not like a project as much as it is an adventure. Because you see, with an adventure, unlike a project, you don't always know where you're going. With an adventure, you don't always know what you're going to need. With an adventure, there are many twists and turns that happen unexpectedly. A lot of starts before you're ready to go. A lot of stops when you think you're going to keep moving. That's an adventure. My life lived under God's guidance has been so much more an adventure than a project. And I would submit to you that most likely that's the way it is for you too. Now, what basis do I have for saying this, other than my own experience? Well, I think there's this story of God's call to Abram. Remember, this is the beginning of God's people. This is where God first started to form a people as God's own. And God called to Abram, who was this most likely early Bronze Age nomad living in tents. He said, Abram, I want you to pull up stakes, literally, right? He was living in tents. And I want you to go to this land that I've promised you and your descendants. And I'm going to make of you a great nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through you and your descendants. So, I just want you to go. Oh, and by the way, Abram, I've called AAA, and I've got a triptych for you. Anybody here remember triptychs? Yeah, some of us, you've just shown your age. I've got this triptych for you that's going to show you every turn you need to take to get to the promised land, and it has marked out for you restaurants and gas stations and hotels and motels for every stop. No, God did not do that. Now, maybe it seems like that where we stopped reading in Genesis, where it says, and they left for Haran and they arrived there. That is really truncating the story. If you read on, though, in Genesis, you'll find out what that journey to the promised land was like. There were twists and turns and starts and stops, and sometimes Abraham, and he wasn't Abraham yet, sorry, sometimes Abram trusted God and sometimes not. It was this crazy, wild, sometimes terrifying journey. But if you know the end of the story, you know that eventually Abram gets to exactly where God wants him to be. So if you were to ask Abram, Abram, what's your life been like as you followed the guidance of God? I think he would say, it's been an adventure. I don't think he would say, well, it was quite a project that God and I accomplished. Yes, God kind of laid it all out for me in the beginning and gave me everything I needed, and I just put it all together. And I don't think he would say that. I think he would say it was quite the adventure. And I think that change in mindset from project to adventure can make all the difference in our lives as Christians. Because you see, if you picture our life with God as a project, well, projects can be ruined, can they not? I mean, you put the wrong bolt in the wrong place in your new lawnmower and it will explode when you try to start it. Project ruined. I mean, if you misread the blueprints and build your new house out of balsa wood, when the first storm comes along, project ruined. If you take your triptych and have it upside down and try to read it backwards, you're not going to get to where you want to go. Project ruined. You see, plans, when they're scuttled, like my original plans to become an airline pilot were scuttled, the project could be ruined. Projects get ruined. But can you ruin an adventure? I don't think you can ruin an adventure. Because when you have all of those unexpected things happen to you, and even when some of your own plans get scuttled, it doesn't ruin the adventure. It just makes it more interesting. And with an adventure, you'll get there. Because it's not a project that can be ruined. It's an adventure that you just go on. I know of someone, and maybe you know this person too, I don't know, because he lives locally. I mean, you know, in the general Bucksbaum area. I know of someone who learned this lesson and just knows it full well. His name is Tom Nunneviller. Does anybody here know Tom Nunneviller? Anyone here go to Penridge High School? Well, Tom Nunneviller is a physical education teacher at Penridge High School, and he's also a baseball coach. Now, his story is that in the 1990s, he was playing professional baseball for the Phillies. He was one of their up-and-coming stars. Now, this was all he ever wanted to do since he was a young boy. He wanted to play baseball professionally. You know, little kid, started out. I want to be a ball player. And he worked at it. He learned how to throw, and he learned how to catch, and he learned how to hit. And, you know, started as soon as you can in competitive baseball, and then went all the way through and got to the minors, and then was ready to be brought up to the Major League Phillies. I mean, everybody knew that Tom Nunneviller was going to the majors. And then during a no-account minor league game, the last game of the season, you know, it didn't matter. They were just playing to play. An errant pitch hit his knee and shattered his knee. And that was it. With one pitch, in one moment, all of his plans got scuttled. All that he had been working for, all that he had dreamed of, done, finished, end of the line. Now, you can imagine one becoming bitter when something like that happens, right? You can imagine one becoming depressed, one throwing in the towel, one becoming so angry at God as to never want anything to do with the divine again. But that's not how it went for Tom Nunneviller. In fact, he was quoted in an article in a either a newspaper or a sports magazine, I forget which. And somebody asked him, "So, how are you dealing with all of this?" And he said, "You know, it's hard. It's really hard. But I know that God has a plan for me. Apparently, playing professional ball was my plan for me, not God's. So my life continues just as it always has. Now I need to find out what God's plan is for me." And he went on to get a teaching degree, and as I've just told you, he went on to become a teacher at Penridge High School, a much-beloved teacher, a much-beloved baseball coach. And through his role as a teacher and a coach, he has touched so many young lives. He has influenced and molded so many young lives. And if you hear some of the students from Penridge talk about Mr. Nunneviller, you will get the sense that he has an enormous amount of good and godly influence on people at a really crucial, formative time in their lives. You see, Tom Nunneviller saw his life not as a project that could be ruined, but as an adventure that is just lived, and sometimes it gets more interesting. I think the bottom line is that God got Tom Nunneviller right where he needed to be, even with all of the twists and the turns, just like God got Abram right where he needed to be, even with all of the twists and the turns. Now, should it be a surprise to us? I mean, should it have been a surprise to me that my life is meant to be an adventure more than a project if I'm living under God's guidance? I mean, we serve the one we believe was God in the flesh, who prayed to the one he called Father, "Not my will be done, but yours." Should we be surprised that as we become part of the body of Christ, those whose lives are filled and transformed and lived under the guidance of the Spirit of the risen Christ, that our lives would be adventures more than anything else? So I say this to you. I mean, if you found what God's plan is for you in terms of the next step, because that's how it's revealed, I believe. I think that's part of what the story of Abram teaches us. It's just one step at a time. I mean, if you know the next step, take it. If the plan that you've had for your own life laid out like a schematic for a lawnmower has been scuttled, don't lose hope. And most of all, enjoy the adventure. God will get you right where you need to be.